Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello. And welcome to episode 240. Today, I wanted to talk about supporting our children as they live with the pain of regret. This past weekend was the performances for the drama club at our middle school. And my daughter participated in sixth grade in the stage crew. Last year in seventh grade, she auditioned and got a part in the play. And then this year, she decided not to participate in either one. My son, on the other hand, who just started sixth grade, decided to join the stage crew. And early this school year, when she decided that she didn't want to participate in any way, I really, really strongly encouraged her to go for it, whether stage crew, getting a part in the play, whatever. I really encouraged her to go for it. I tried to help her to understand how much she loves being a part of it and how much fun she had the last 2 years. And she dug her heels in really bad, really firmly, and was completely unwilling to consider participating this year. I put a lot of pressure on her, and I don't normally put a lot of pressure on our kids, but I knew signing up for drama club this year was a good idea for her, especially considering she had done it the past 2 years and really loved it. So I put a lot of pressure on her to try to get her to say yes. She would do at least some part of it, but she wouldn't. And I stopped short of forcing her to and demanding that she did, because it's just really not what I do with my kids, unless it's something that's completely non-negotiable. So auditions and signups came and went, and she did not participate. Meanwhile, my son did. This didn't seem to mean too much to her until this weekend. Last week, he was out every night of the week until 7 o'clock with play practice. And then Friday night, we went, and my daughter went, to see the show. And he was in stage crew, and we saw him moving some of the set stuff at night in the darkness in between scene changes. And then I took her back the next night to see the closing show. She wanted to see it. And a lot of her friends in school were in the play. And after the play on the closing night on Saturday night, the cast and the crew and all the advisors got up and on stage, they gave gifts to each other. The cast gave gifts to the advisors gave gifts to the eighth graders, and then they called up the eighth graders who had been participating all 3 years and gave them an extra special little token of appreciation. The drama club has only been in session for 3 years. So she would have been the inaugural member and one of the first group of students to be in it since the beginning. And when they were passing out those awards, I could see the pain of regret on her face. And we talked about it afterwards, and she told me that she really wished she had signed up. And she said, why didn't I participate this year? I should have.
And I said, well, if you recall, I tried to force you. I tried to encourage you. I tried to remind you how much fun it was. And you dug your heels in and you refused. And she said, I know. I wish I wouldn't have. I wish I would have just done it. And I said, well, there's always high school. And she said, but it won't be the same. And I said, well, it won't be the same, but it'll probably be better. It'll be different and it'll probably be better. And the other thing is, you have to live with the pain of regret. Regret is a terrible thing. Sometimes we make decisions that we later regret. I personally believe that we should work to make mindful decisions so that we can reduce the number of times we have to feel the sting of regret. And so we talked about that, and I think feeling regret and learning how to overcome it or move on from it and allowing that to inform your choices moving forward, I think is a really important life skill. So as sad as it was for her to come to this realization, I had to try really hard to support her through this without saying, I told you so. Without saying that I was right. I told you you should have done it and you didn't listen. I had to really restrain myself not to say that because that would not have been helpful to her in this moment. What she just needed was someone to point out the lessons that there are to be found in this painful situation for her. And so I think when you come across a situation like this with your child where they make a decision that you knew wasn't a good one for them, and then they feel that sting of regret, it's really important to try to support them without saying, I told you so. Because then, if you say, I told you so, the pain of their regret is going to turn into resentment against you. And then they're not going to learn anything from it. But if you can support them with compassion and empathy for the regret that they're feeling, then it will take that difficult situation and turn it into a moment of deeper connection for you and your child. So I hope this gives you some ideas. If your child has experienced something like this, or in the future, if they experience something like this, I hope this gives you some a map for how to navigate that uncharted territory. Okay, that wraps up today's show. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a fabulous day for yourself.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.